when it grows, the cattle, so it injects its venom. And we see from the Gemara now the Gemara daf nun beis on the beis. Uvibokim shein matzili mein druso. Vo ahi tani yiles da habi biraf kane. Di roe tchot chosul basro. Vi o vi drune. So there was a certain tani yiles. And the chosul cat was chasing it. And then the tani yiles was running away from the chosul. So then the chosul was running after the tani yiles. So then the Tanigiles closed the door in face of the chosl. V'yishad lito shebab. So the chosl was so angry. U'machil lidoch she b'sipuchei. So with its claws, it attacked the door, the handle of the door. V'yishtakach alei chamisho kurte dom. So it's a raya that the chosl injects poison. So, we ishtakach, chamisha kotidon, chamisha kotidon. So in other words, so we see that, so that was a raya. So the more the teretz atolasat zmanamek atolasachirek. So in that case, the chosl also was able to inject its poison into the system of the Tanigeles. I mean, it didn't succeed, but so it injected its poison on the door handle. But apparently that venom manifests itself by producing certain drops of blood. Because the Gemara mentions a raya, v'ishtakach aleicha misho kote dom. 5 drops of blood, as it injected its venom into the door, so 5 drops of blood came out. So apparently, that this is symptomatic of venom. So he said, since here it was shown that blood was found on a number of internal organs, and then, so it's a raya that the electric current, I mean, does the same thing what, let's say, a lion does when it injects its venom. And then the Gemara uses washing. V'rabonon, now, so what the Rabonon do? I mean, Berebe, so Berebe, Chizde agrees with Berebe. And Berebe says that the chosl also can inject its venom. Has a juicy potential. But the Rabbanon hold. So according to the first lashon, the Gemara, the Rabbanon hold that the chosl has no venom. According to the second lashon, on the contrary, the Rabbanon of Berebe hold that the chosl has venom even b'mokei she'imatzim. But according to the first lashon, the Rabbanon am killing, and they hold that the chosl has no venom. Even b'mokei she'yesh matzim. But we saw the drops of blood on the door handle. So the Gemara says, "V'rabunon zia v'yislei v'leikol ezir." In other words, that the chosl has venom, and that's the reason as to why it was able to eject drops of blood. But it cannot burn. In other words, it cannot destroy. So the lashon used is burn. Kol means burn. Now, when it was considered by all the doctors, the scientists who performed experiments on the cattle in whom an electric current was made to pass, so that it has a damaging effect, that's electric current. In other words, and this is the electric current, what kind of effect does it have? A burning effect. So we see from this Gemara that the effect of a lion when it's day rays, is a burning effect. And here, and we see that it manifested itself in drops of blood being shown. And here too we saw, we noticed drops of blood on the, on many internal organs, on the brain and on the lungs, on the kidney, I mean on all kinds of internal organs. So he assumed, Rabbi Shai Zilberstein, so he assumed that when electric current is made to pass through the organism of a behemoth, so then the same thing happens that takes place when a lion is there, he said, hey, well, I mean, this is, I don't know, I mean, this is, it's a big chiddush. But it seems very reasonable that every case of knocking a behemoth unconscious to an electric current comes within the aloha of the Buddha. So it looks far-fetched. All right, anyway. Now, the next simon, Hagluda. Now, so the Gemara about Gludo, Dachun Dalet, I think we learned the Gemara. I think that we went over in Shir anyway, if we didn't, but you're told to go over the Gemara. So, Gludo, so the Chachomim say that it's Treiv. What does Buddha mean? If the whole skin was peeled off, the behemoth was removed from the behemoth. Now, a behemoth without skin, so is a train. Without it, is a train. So, Omamar, daf nun heimot beis, im nishtaya beikisela chel. If a little bit of the skin remains on the body of the behemoth, even as little as a cella, so it's not a trait. It's not a trait. Heiche, in what place? Omar Avyuda Mashmuel, I'll play a shedre for. In other words, if it's nishtaya and the shedre, kisela, so it's kshel. Iboyo, the orich vikoto, the chimitzari of lahavi kisela. Oy Dilmo Biri Khafsela Al Pei Hashedreko. Suppose you have a very, very narrow but long. So altogether it is Kisel. So is it the behemoth Kshe or not? Tosh, the Polish Rav Meroyim Mishpeh Shmuel Biri Khafsela Al Pnei Hashed Rekul. Hashed Rekul. Rabbi Bachone Omar, Roshi Proki. Roshi Proki means where you have the joints. So, in other words, that there has to be skin remain every place where you have joints. So, here, wherever you have joints. So the skin must remain on the places of the joints. Rablezer ben Antignes, which is Rablezer ben Rabiana Yomar, we came to Bure. In other words, in order that behemoth should be Ksheiro, so the skin must remain on the navel spot. Boye Rabiana Iber Bishmoel, Nital Mikim Ashed Revikulikayo, Nital Mikim Tibure Vikulikayo, Nitul Rosh Reprokim Vikulikayo Mai. So in other words, so all these Amroim, they say, they mention certain spots in the animal organism where that are very important, very crucial. And if these spots, these places, the navel, or the joints, or the shedre, the spine, are covered with skin, so then the behemoth is ksheiro, even though the rest of the body is divested of skin. But suppose it's the other way about. Suppose the behemoth has skin on all parts of the body, but dafke these crucial spots, he doesn't have any skin. The skin is peeled off. Is it kshe or not? Nicht weil mich im Aschetra mit Kolikaya, nicht mich im Tugur mit Kolikaya, nicht weil Roche Pock mit Kolikaya, mei Teke. Oma Rab, so far we in the Machlekes, Roman Doma said that there has to be skin on the spine, and a Roman Doma said there has to be skin in the places of the joints, the Roche Pock, and one Roman Doma said there has to be skin left in order to be Cheo on the nail. Now we have to get another Mandoma, who is even more maker. Who is even more maker. Omar Rab, Koloeya Kuli Matzah, Bigludo, Chutz Meya Besapasis. So he is more maker. Because according to him, it doesn't make any difference where the skin is left. In any position of the organism. Except if it's on the hooves. So then it doesn't have a din of Eya, then it has a din of Bosa. The air and the hooves and the palso has a din of bosom. So, but any position doesn't have to be after the navel or the spine or the joints. Any position except is matzah protects the behemoth, because if any skin is left, so then the skin will grow again. There is a possibility that the skin will go again. So maybe it's not a trade, but as long as there is a possibility that out of the remaining skin, so the skin will grow again, so maybe it's not a trade. The Rabbi Yechon Norma, Chutz Meir Bisaparsis. The Rabbi Yechon Norma, Afilayir Bisaparsis, Nanem Mat. So we have a number of mandoras. All right. Now, let's see the two. Hagludo Asuro, Vihu Shenif Shatkoleiro, בין בידי אודום, בין על די חיילי, ואם נשתה בו כיסא לה קשיו, הוא פוסק על בלפס, די בינון שישוי, כירי חפסה לה על כל עיר החשטר. So רב אלפס פסקנס, רב אלפס פסקנס, לייק, או ממה, לייקום הרב יהודה או משמואל, על פני השם רכו, like this mandal. The Rambam posak the binon kirei chavsela al pnei hashedra uchirei chavsela al koperik miperik mipogeo uchirei chavsela al mikim tibo. In other words, because since there is one mandoma who says that the crucial spot is the shedra, and one mandoma says the crucial spot is the navel, and one mandoma says the crucial spot is the Rosh Prokim, the joints, so mainly he passes lechumra like all of them. In other words, the Rambam is much more machmir than Rabbalis. Usually the Rambam follows the sheet of Rabbalis, but sometimes not. This is one of the times where the Rambam does not follow the sheet of Rabbalis. But then there is one mandoma who says that any spot is matzil, protects the behemoth. Chutz mibisaparsis. So he says, and then there is even a mandoma who says that even if the skin is on Bisa Parsis, it's also matzah. Alright. Now, when who passes like that mandoma, that in any position, in any spot, there's drosh. So we have three shittes. The Rambam paskens, like Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, and I'm sorry, the Rif paskens Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, al pnei hashetra kulo. The Rambam paskens like all of them, lechumre. And the Rosh paskens like the biggest maker, like Rabbi Yechon, that in any place, so, kolei, Rabbi Yechon Omar, afilei opisa parsis name matz. Even me a pass. So he says, "Varam posikat min kevsel al nei hashedra, kevsel al kol perik perik mukel, kevsel al mikam tibur. V'nital mikim kva hashedra, mikam kol perik perik m'menu mikim tibur. Oh, v'nital mikim kva hashedra. Oy mokim kol perik m'perik m'menu." Oy mokim tiburo, viasho kolikayom, mi boye, imihane, veloyiv shete, uvechumre, des dabai, Suppose that on the body there is the skin. The skin is intact, but dafka on these crucial spots, the skin was removed. So that's a bayah, the leaf should be. So he says we have to pass the chumah. Now let's see. Al pnikol ha-shedre, v'rechapsel al ha-tabo, v'rechapsel al roshir v'reo, ha-reizu m'teres. V'ni tal v'rechapsel amal kol gabi shedre, oi mel ha-tabo. Now, so how does he paskin? So we have three shittes. The reed, he paskins like the mandoma al pnei ha-shedre. And the Rambam, he paskins like everybody, l'chumre. So we need in all the places. The shetra, the navel, and the joints. And then the rosh, in any place, passes like a bear. So he passed the Mechaba passes. We nishtaya min ha-reichav sel al-pnikol ha-shetra, like the Rambam. We reichav sel al-tabu, we reichav sel al-roshim v'reo, ha-reizim ha-teres. Rambam, Rashbo, Ram, Rav ha-pos. Rechum. We nit al-ki reichav sel al-mal-kol gabi ha-shetra, oi me'al ha-tabu, oy mal roshe vori u shokolo e kayo mis kshero. Now what's the lotion of the tour? That's not by the leaf. What's the lotion of the tour? We need tal mi kem kol ashetre oy mi kom kol pere kol pere mi meno oy mi kem tiburo va shokolo e kayo mi boye mi hanu leaf shi tele chumre but he paskins likule. ואם ניטל כי רחב סלם לכל והשט רואי, מלעטבו, מלעושי איבורים, ושבועים קיים קשיר. דן, ניסה את הרמבו, אבו ניטלו משלושתו, ושוקו לא יהיה קיום, תראי, not words. You see, so, what did Rambo say? He told the parents, if let's say one now, we pass them, like all of them, that the crucial spots consists of the shetre and the tabu and the rosh hashanah. So these are the crucial spots. So if the skin and the whole was removed from the behemoth, but on these three spots, at every place of joints, at the navel, at the spine, so the remaining skin, so then it's kshel. But suppose just in the joints, but then spine not. The navel not, so then it's straight. But suppose it had skin all over the body, but just on the navel it was removed, or just on the spine it was removed, or just on the joints it was removed. So then it's kshel. Why? Because it has skin all over the body. So the Torah says that we paskin lechumre, and he apparently paskins in the tabayel kule. Who shita is it? He's the shita of the Rambam. כי רחב סלם על כל פני השטרה, אוי מעל הטאבו, אוי מעל ראשי גוראו, ושוקו ליר קיום, הרי זה סופיק, ויירה לי שמתיר נעיסו. Why is הרי זה סופיק? Because the Bible leaves it. So הרי זה סופיק. So why does the Rambam say v'yira li shematir neisam? So that's the psakut mechaba. That's the Rambam. But why did he say v'yira li shematir neisam? He mentioned that Ari Yisopik because the Gemara says teiku. So why is he matir? It is sveken and reise, treif or not treif. So that has to be explained. That explained. Now, why does the Ramor? The Ramor makes a distinction. If, let's say, just, if the behemoth has the skin and the bulk of the body, and just on one of the crucial spots it's removed, so then it's likule, like the Rambam Shita. But if the behemoth has the skin and the bulk of the body, but on all of the three crucial spots it's removed, so then it is trade for. Now, apparently, this is what Rambam says, Das Atzmi. In other words, no one says it, he himself said it. Very rarely does Rambam say something that he puts in parentheses, Das Atzmi. Usually he mentions someone. So what was the story of the Rambam? In other words, because apparently Rambam held as follows. Why does the Rambam and the Rashbo, the Ram, and the Mechaber, I mean, why do they all pass like all of them? After all, one mandoma says tabu, one mandoma says shetre, one mandoma says roshiprokim, the joints. So why do they pass like all of them? So it's not b'tiras vadai that they passed like all of them. Since the Gemara is not machria like who, so maybe you have to pass like lechumre. But actually, it's only b'tirasofik that we require that skin should remain in all the three crucial spots. Because actually, skin has to remain in one crucial spot. But the question is, what spot is the crucial spot? So according to one mandoma is the navel, according to the other mandoma is the spine, according to the other mandoma is the joint. So mele lechumre machmasofik, so the paskins, we need skin remaining on all the crucial spots. But suppose skin remains on one crucial spot, on the shetre, but not on the navel, not on the joints. So then it will be treife according to the Rambam only misofik, not with the resvadai. So mele in the case where the skin remains intact on the bulk of the body. On the bulk of the body, the skin remains on the head. On the bulk of the body. And just on the shetre, it is removed. So mele here we have is vexed. One is maybe the aloch is like the mandoma that the important thing is only Rosh Hashanah. That's the crucial spot. And the shetre is not important. So mele in this case, since the behemoth has the skin and the whole body, including the navel, and including the joints, but not on the spine. Maybe the aloha is like the mandoma, that the crucial spot is just the joints or the navel, not the spine. In Timzoleimar, that the crucial spot is the spine, but here there is another rabbi in the Gemara. If the crucial spot of ke does not have skin, but the rest of the organism has skin, maybe it's all vaksheo. So mele it's vexed. Alright, this is the reason. Abo nitlo mishloshto, usho kolo er kayom, istrei. Now eif she nitlo, nitzosei, is kosher. V'yit Ramos says v'yesh eisrei. Now, what is that Torah? Now, there's a Mishneh. Daf nun vovam beis. Ve'ilu k'shiris beit. Nikva agar geres v'shinistiko iksochu gal rei shomo k'mshinis is a treifo. Nikava zefek rabbe merafu l'nital. So it's all k'shir. Yotzem niyeh over l'nikva. So it's all k'shir. Nishtabu gapeo, nishtabu ragleo, nimritu gnofeo. So what does nimritu gnofeo mean? So it's kshero. Heine Nitzig Deilo Shalto Gufo. So that's all. Sheo. Reb Yudei Meir. Itlo Haneitzo Psulo. Neitzo means Neitzo Yadaka. Haspucho Liboso. Shein Lotan. So Knafeo is the Neitzo Deilo Shalto Gufo. And Neitzo is called, the feather is called Neitzo Yadaka. Hasmucho Liboso. Shein Lotan. Shein Lotan. So who says that it's psulo? Now does the Tanakami say that it's psulo? Tanakami doesn't say it's psulo. The question is it Rabiude? Because Rabiude is a Yochid who says that, but the Tanakami is chelik, or Tanakami is not even chelik. Tanakami is not even chelik. So according to Rabiude, nitlo haneitzo, if the feathers were taken off from an oak, so then it's like glued on the bein, and it's rape. So the Mechaba paskens that Hefshim Tlinso also Kekosha, because only Rabbi Yehuda says that it's rape, and we don't pask like Rabbi Yehuda, even though the Mishnah doesn't say, the Gemara doesn't say in so many words, that Tanakami is chelik on Rabbi Yehuda. But they hold that Tanakami is chelik. V'yesh Yisrim, they hold that the Tanakami is not even chelik on Rabbi Yehuda. Tanakami only says that nitro nimri to knofeo is kshelo. That's the neitzo deilo shalto gufo. But nitro haneitzo, that means the neitzo hadako asmucho leboso. Tanakami doesn't discuss it. So memele, the aloch is who discussed it, Rabbi Yehuda. So aloch is like Rabbi Yehuda. V'tei v'hach mirin of l'kulo. Mi hoy nof nitzei so brev shumen af al pishen of kulom in shaore mi kol mokim kosher de yom nas brev shamne is kosher. All right, now the next scene. Now, the last siman, a very small siman, is based upon a Gemara in Eil Treifes, a Mishneh Eil Treifes. The Mishneh in Chesam Beis, Achuzas Adam. Achuzas Adam means if the behemoth had a hemorrhage, and even though it was a very severe hemorrhage, started to bleed all over the body. So it's miskenes, it's not treifa. So achuzas adam v'hamushenes. Hamushenes means it was smoked into unconsciousness. That's how it appears. Because of fumes, it became unconscious. So it's only miskenes, it's not a treifa. V'hamtzenenes, in other words, also a miskenes. But another, leader gise, because she's chilled, came in Misikenes because of cold. I'm Tenenes. Vishochla Divune. Now, Divune is a certain kind of poison, but this is a poison only for animals. It's not poison for men. So, Mele, Vishochla Tiestanigeli, Ojishosas Maimoroi, so it's Sheiro. That means you allowed him to eat the bosor that day. Even though the behemoth ate poison, but he ate poison. That is only poison for animals, not for men. So it's muta in legam. Ochlos alamoves, that means it's poison for men too. Oishi kishon ochosh, muteres mishon treifo, vaasuro mishon sakones nifoshes. Achuzas adam vamushenes vamtunenes, vishochla adifune. יציאס תניגל מפלפלי מסממו ושל בהימו אוי ששוסו מים הרויים כשאירו אוך לא סממו ושל אודום אוי כישו נוחש אוי שנוש חוק אלף שייטה מותרס you see because we say that the kelev in Lidris doesn't matter here's no Lidris but so a kelev in Lidris are not only a normal dog even a mad dog so he has rabies So But that's not Rousseau. This is not the kind of eres that makes the behemoth triv. It's a different kind. This is rabies, so it's something else. So then, if a behemoth was bitten by a mad dog, it's a misikenes. But that's not treifa, that's not drusa. Drusa means when the behemoth was clawed by certain beasts that inject the venom into the blood system. And when the dog bites, even though that also affects, destroys the blood system, but this is a different kind of a venom. That's not the venom of drusa. So, in other words, so I think that Rabbi Shaya Silverstein writes in the Horos, dimyan of an electric current passing through the system of the behemoth with drusa is far-fetched. I mean, we cannot, because we see, I mean, that even Noshcho Kalev Sheite, and there when a Kalev Sheite bites, so then it certainly affects the blood system. But this is not Rousseau, so Rousseau is something else. Just because we find the expression burn, and we find that when an Ari or another beast that has a drusa potential, So that venom manifests itself by leaving drops of blood, and there we found drops of blood on certain internal organs, so it doesn't mean that it's Einahach. We need a Gemara for that, or Cholapoch is one of the Rishayim. I mean, it's far-fetched. So, Noshro Kelev Sheite is not Treifo. Muteres Mishim Treifo. Vasur Mishim Eskones Mephoshis. Behem Oichayo Shenivse Korag Leo. That means, suppose part of the regal, and we are referring to that part of the regal that is not matter of the behemoth, that was not bitumus aginim, and beneath the knee, or according to some rishonim who pass like the Roshi, that even the nibor is matriv. In other words, if it was nifzik ragleol at the ankle, at the hock, so then it's not a treifa. But it creates a sophic if we see that all of a sudden that it was nifzik ragleol by the behemoth, so then it creates a sophic. In other words, in those days when Choshim Mitzuyim, and perhaps, I mean, even today, let's say in places like India, where the Choshim are still Mitzuyim, so then it creates a suffix, maybe it was bitten by a snake, since it was Nifzik Raglel. And even though it was Nifzik Raglel in the lower portion of the foot, where it's not Matriv, but it creates a suffix of Shemon Oshon Ochosh. So what is the test whereby we can determine as to whether this behemoth was bitten by nochosh or not? Vizeb the koso shelo yichlu el al ditzli v'im yesh bereyes yire miyat al yidei oish. So then we'll be able to determine. Now, mechav. Achuzas adam v'amushenes v'abtunenes she'ochlo oy she'ochlo samamoves she'irga beimo, which is only samamoves for a beimo, not for men. So there is no sakone for men to eat the beimo that ate the tzam oy she'shosu somay maroi harei zomuter beimo zechamoses beimo she'nispat bidvorim asurim muter. Suppose that behemoth eats all kinds of dvorim asurim. So that doesn't mean that you're not allowed to eat because of the behemoth. I mean, of course, every behemoth eats all kinds of dvorim asurim, all kinds of insects. I mean, so the behemoth does not become us. That's a double portion. Avolim ruim ispatmo. So this is a double portion. He mentions Mordechai, the Yivomes, Perikamon, the King. I mean, why does he have to mention Mordechai? I mean, this is such a little portion. I mean, how could we say that the behemoth that eats Vorma Asuri is Asuro, so then no behemoth would be Kibuteret Bachila? I mean, can you find a behemoth in the world that doesn't eat all kinds of insects and worms? I mean, it's impossible to find such a behemoth. So what's the Chiddush? He has to mention the Mordechai. The answer is, the Ramo has reference not only to a case of a behemoth that ate dvorim that are only osa ba'achila and not banor. Then it goes without saying. But the Chiddush of the Mordechai is that even if the behemoth ate dvorim that are asurim ba'anoy as well, let's say the behemoth ate bosa b'chol. Behemoth was given bosa b'chol. So then we are allowed to eat that bosa. But there it's shaila. Why should we be allowed? Bosa b'chol is osa ba'anoy. And if I eat the bosa of a behemoth that was sustained through bosa b'cholo, I mean, that was part of the diet of the behemoth. And so mele, I have anoye from the bosa b'cholo. So the answer is, it's mutar because of zev is a ger. Zev is a ger. So that's the aloche, the gemore, and ablizore. Behemoth, I think, is the test in ablizore. Behemoth, she'ochlo karshine yablizchovi. So muteres. I think it's mentioned in Muratu. So if a behemoth ate karshine of Abrizore, was it the Dios of Anoye? So we are allowed to eat that behemoth. Even though the karshine Abrizore is Dios of Anoye, the behemoth was sustained by Abrizore, but the behemoth itself does not become Dios of Anoye. Why? Because there is a game. Because the karshine Abrizore was just one item among many foodstuffs that sustain the behemoth. I mean, so it's a mizagirim, there was more, it wasn't the exclusive factor. So that's the Chiddush. Behemosh in spat with Dvorim Asurim, it means even Dvorim Asurim that are also banoye, like by Akeret, Basbecholo, Orle, Chomet v'Pesach. So still, it is Motemus. Avol im lo nispatmo, Avol im lo nispatmo kol yomel, Rak b'dvorim asurim asurim. And we have to say, even though, I mean, the Taz and the Shach don't mention it, but we have to say it. Otherwise, it has no explanation. But if it was exclusively fed by Dvorim Asurim, let's say, if a certain behemoth from the very beginning, from the day the behemoth was born, was given in her diet only Dvorim Asurim Banoy as food. So then we cannot say Zemizigirim because the behemoth had only one diet, only one foodstuff that sustained her. Dvorim Asurim Bachil and Banoy, we have to say. Otherwise, if the behemoth was fed exclusively, let's say, with Nivelas, Treifes, Kotzim, Remosim, things that are not also Banoy, why should it be also? Why should it be also? But it means if Asurim, Dvorim Asurim, that also Banoy. So then it's not, then we cannot say it's Zevis again. Then we cannot say Zevis again. But it's not such a double portion. Because assuming that we have a behemoth that is every day it's being fed dvorim asurim, we still might argue that we can apply the svore of zevizikirim. Now it does not mean that when it's patmo kol yomeo rak dvorim asurim, it does not mean that this behemoth from the day it was born, so that behemoth had mashkichim 24 hours a day, three shifts, and we walked with the behemoth all the time and made sure that the behemoth never tasted anything but something that was banoy. I mean, that's an impossible situation. So what it means is nismat b'kol yomel. In other words, the behemoth probably is fed number of times a day. I mean, I don't know how many times a behemoth is fed. So in order that the behemoth should be sustained, let's assume the behemoth has to be fed five times. I don't know how many times a behemoth has to be fed. I don't know. So let's say that the behemoth, in order to be sustained, the behemoth has to be given, has to be fed five times a day. So we know that every meal that we serve to the behemoth consists of dvorim asur manon, b'achil and manon. But between one meal and another, she might have taken in some nash, the behemoth. I mean, after all, human beings like to take a nash between one meal and another. So the behemoth certainly is like it. So mimele, we could say, since the behemoth, I mean, the behemoth is likely to have eaten grass between one meal and another. I mean, which behemoth doesn't eat grass between one meal and another? So mimele, we can still apply the principle of zevizegira. So the chiddush is, and that's not such a double portion, because the mokir is a taste for simtmure, and taste for simtmure is not sure about it. So the chiddush is that inasmuch as all the meals that are necessary every day to be given to behemoth in order to sustain the behemoth consisted of dvorim asurim, so manoye. So due the behemoth between one meal and another eat grass from the ground, but that wasn't necessary anymore for her sustenance, because without that the behemoth would have been sustained because of the dvorim asurim. So mimele, we do not say zevizegira. That's the chiddush. Now, the motive for that is it takes us in glory. From it out. Now the Mishneh Now the Mishnah in Tmura, the Flamed on the base says, Kol ha'asurim l'gabi mizbeach, v'lo the same uto. If something is also l'gabi mizbeach, but the vlad of it is mutal mizbeach. There are certain surim mizbeach, nearby, let's say, I mean, is posel mizbeach, or nevat is posel mizbeach, something that was worshipped, a behemoth that was worshipped as Amrizore, even though it's not Osa Banoye Balchai, that was never like Amrizore, is not Osa Banoye Lehed yet. Now let's say the Indians, they still worship the cow. So does that mean that a Jew who lives in India is not allowed to eat any boso because there are a number of Indians who still worship the cow? So the halacha is that the balchai is mutal hedet. Balchai b'nei. But l'gavei ha'itzosa. So the vlad of it is mutal. Reb Lezer im vlad treifa lo yikrafo kam mizbeach. Reb Lezer says that the vlad of a treifa, even though the vlad itself is not a treifa, is lo yikrafo. All right, it's not our way. Reb Chanine ben Antigone saying here, k'sheiro sheyom kom min ha'treifo, so Reb Chanina ben Antigone says that if a behemoth ksheiro nursed from a behemoth treifo, so then is psulam al gabam mizbeach. That's a mishnah. Reb Chanina ben Antigone says that flame edom beis. Now then, my time. So the more that flame dale from dale, the more says my time. Because after all, if the ksheiro was nursed by the treifo, so that means that this ksheiro was sustained by the treifo. So mimele, So Meile Yitzosea L'Mizbeach. So then it should follow in Big Chiddush. Elamato Echilo Kalshine Abrizore Ochanam Dasila. So if someone gave a behemo Kalshine Abrizore Kalshine Abrizore to eat once, so then that behemo was sustained by Kalshine Abrizore. You cannot be makrived as a call. I mean, it's not so. Elo toner abchamine tritoye kamer rabichne kigei she niko cholov risteach mishachis lishachis hoyu v'yechelo la'amei doleo meisles. The mitzias is that if a behemoth will nurse its baby every morning, even though it will not be nursed by any mother behemoth between one morning and another, so the behemoth will be able to survive. In other words, it is the minimum of nursing in order that the baby behemoth should survive is that the mother behemoth should nurse the baby behemoth the cholapokha sev shachis. So Meile, that means, so this is why Rav Chanin ben Antigna says, since the sustenance of the baby behemoth was affected completely by cholov avitreipo, even though this baby behemoth might have nursed from some other mother behemoths, but that wasn't necessary for the sustenance, because the fact that the behemoth treipo nursed her every morning, so it yichel ami was it. She could survive with it. So Mimele, we do not say Zeviz again. If let's say one day the behemoth Reifo nurses the baby behemoth, another day behemoth Shlimo nurses, so then we apply the principle of Zeviz again. So it's Mutal Yimulim Zbeyach. But if the behemoth Reifo nurses the baby behemoth every day, and that's enough to sustain, so then it's considered as if this baby behemoth had been sustained exclusively by the treifo. And if it's sustained exclusively by the treifo, we don't apply the principle of service again. So Teisha says, so here, Gemara is referring about the status of such a baby behemoth. He doesn't say about head yet. So he says,